Capital Tehran. Well, U.S. President Donald Trump has reaffirmed Washington's commitment to ensuring the security of its Asian allies against, quote, any threats or actions taken by North Korea. In a phone conversation with Japan's Prime Minister, Trump told Shinzo Abe that the U.S. stood ready to defend itself and its allies in the region. After the phone call, Abe praised Trump for giving him assurances over the country's security in the face of heightened tensions in the region. He also said the two leaders achieved a consensus that halting Pyongyang's missile launches was a priority.
Through a firm partnership between Japan and the U.S. and cooperating with China, Russia and the international community, we agreed that our priority was to work to ensure that North Korea does not launch more missiles. We will also do our utmost to protect the lives of other people, whatever the situation, based on our strong U.S.-Japanese alliance and with a high-level alert monitoring and missile defense system.
The Japanese Prime Minister also criticized North Korea's threat of targeting the U.S. Pacific territory of Guam, saying it raised tensions in the region to an unprecedented level. Tensions between the U.S. and North Korea have recently flared up amid an escalating war of words between the two countries. Author and journalist Stephen Lenman joins us now from Chicago. Mr. Lenman, it's great to have you with us here on Press TV's Top 5. What do you make of the recent assurances that the U.S. President Donald Trump has given to his Asian allies with regards to the situation with North Korea?
Well, so far, all we've had is a war of words, and words don't weapons kill. I've written on the issue, the confrontation between Washington and North Korea. What's never reported in the West is North Korea, throughout its entire history, post-World War II, never once attacked another country, where America does it all the time. In 1950, the North Korea responded to repeated South Korean provocations. It turned out to be Harry Truman's war, and North Korea responded defensively. This is never explained. North Korea doesn't threaten anybody now, despite it really isn't very helpful. I'd be very happy if they'd simply cut it out. But according to experts, and I'm writing an article about this right now, it does not have ICBM capability. It its missile tests in July 4th and July 28th, the analyst I'm quoting called it a grand deception to create the impression of a technology it does not have. Things slightly cooled in the last day or so. What Trump discussed with Abe, General Dunford, Joint Chiefs Chairman Dunford, is touring the region. He was in South Korea meeting with President Moon. He's either in or going to Japan. And I don't think he's particularly been belligerent in his comments. I think he's talked about more featuring diplomacy rather than confrontation. But the talk coming from Washington, from Trump especially, is extremely hostile, and the risk of a confrontation on the Korean Peninsula is very great. I mean, something could happen by accident or design, and if something happens, it could develop into a nuclear war, which would be an absolute disaster, assuring no winners, only losers. We can only hope this won't happen.
Thank you, Mr. Lenman. Author and journalist Stephen Lenman joining us from Chicago.